Saudi Head Start Program, Module 1, Side 3.
Next, the Saudi asks Major Adams two questions. The first one is the same as the one he asked Major Adams when he came to his office, which was...
Est te bri?
Repeat after the speaker.
Est te bri? Est te bri? Est te bri? Est te bri?
Now listen to the same question asked in another way.
Est inte te bri? Est inte te bri? Est inte te bri?
Now what is the word
inte?
It means you and is added to
te bri
for emphasis. How would you say what do you want to an American? It would sound like what do you want, right? And how would you say the question to a foreigner who obviously has trouble understanding English? You would say, what do you want? Very clearly. It would be the same in Arabic.
Ish inta tibri.
And?
Ish tibri.
Now repeat the word for you.
Inta. Inta. Inta.
Let's say the entire question, repeating it after the speaker.
Ish. Inta. Tibri. Ish. Inta tibri. Ish inta tibri. Ish inta tibri. Ish inta tibri.
The second question that Major Adams has asked is,
Inta tehrej Arabi?
Which means, do you speak Arabic? You already know that
Inta
means you. The word
tehrej
means you speak, and
Arabi
means Arabic. The literal translation of these three words is, you speak Arabic? A statement rather than a question, because there is no question word in it. In Arabic, in many cases, the difference between a question and a statement is only the way of saying it, or the intonation. Listen to the statement first, then the question.
Inta tehrej Arabi? Inta tehrej Arabi? Inta tehrej Arabi? Inta tehrej Arabi?
Listen to the word for you speak.
Tehrej. Tehrej. Tehrej.
Repeat it after the speaker.
Tehrej. Tehrej. Tehrej.
The word for Arabic is?
Arabi. Arabi. Arabi.
Repeat it after the speaker.
Arabi. Arabi. Arabi.
Now let's say the whole question.
Inta tehrej. Inta tehrej. Inta tehrej. Inta tehrej Arabi. Inta tehrej Arabi. Inta tehrej Arabi.
What is the English meaning of the following two questions?
Ish inta tibri? Inta tehrej Arabi?
They mean, what do you want? Or what can I do for you? And do you speak Arabic? Major Adams's answer is,
Ma afham.
You learned that before. What does it mean in English? It means, I don't understand. Repeat after the speaker.
Ma afham. Ma afham. Ma afham.
Now listen to the last sentence in the conversation.
أبغي مترجم رجاءً. أبغي مترجم رجاءً. أبغي مترجم رجاءً.
This sentence consists of three words. The first one means I want. Listen.
أبغي. أبغي. أبغي.
Do you remember the word for you want?
تبغي.
I want is
أبغي.
Repeat it after the speaker.
أبغي. أبغي. أبغي.
Listen to the word for an interpreter.
مترجم. مترجم. مترجم.
Repeat after the speaker.
مترجم. مترجم. مترجم.
The last word,
رجاءً,
means please, and is interchangeable with the expression you learned,
من فضلك.
Listen.
رجاءً. رجاءً. رجاءً.
Repeat the word.
رجاءً. رجاءً. رجاءً.
Listen again to the entire sentence.
أبغي مترجم رجاءً. أبغي مترجم رجاءً. أبغي مترجم رجاءً. أبغي مترجم رجاءً.
What does it mean? It means, I want an interpreter, please. Repeat after the speaker.
أبغي. مترجم. أبغي. مترجم. أبغي مترجم. أبغي مترجم. رجاءً. رجاءً. أبغي مترجم رجاءً. أبغي مترجم رجاءً. أبغي مترجم رجاءً.
Let's see if you can figure out how a Saudi would ask you if you want an interpreter. How do you say you want?
تبغي.
And how do you say an interpreter?
مترجم.
Now say both words together.
تبغي مترجم؟
You just said, you want an interpreter? How do you make that into a question? You just change the tone of your voice or the intonation.
تبغي مترجم؟
Now repeat each line of the conversation after the voice is on tape.
إيش تبغي؟ عيد من فضلك. قلت إيش تبغي؟ متأسف ما أفهم. إيش أنت تبغي؟ أنت تهرج عربي؟ ما أفهم. أبغي مترجم رجاءً.